The Bird Show.
All right, last night, the scouting report from the Office Christmas Party, Q100's Office Christmas Party, with Kelly Clarkson and Jay Sean and Orianthe. People were calling in early this morning, like 5:30 club members that had like just gotten home, and they're like, I'm so exhausted, but I'm so glad I went.
Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. It was just one of those parties where you could feel the energy in the room. Everybody was having a great time. Everybody was super excited to see Kelly Clarkson, and Orianthe had a great performance. Also, Jay Sean was like beatboxing. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody was just so excited to be there. It was super fun.
And I like that it's in a small venue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I wish that there that we could get more of you guys in there, but I like the fact that because it's an office party that you have to be up and close and personal to the acts, you know?
Yeah. And everyone wasn't awesome. Shy last night, especially with the copiers in the back. It did not take more than 2 seconds, because when I got there, it was around 7:30. The doors opened at 7. There were already boobs on the wall. Women were not shy on the copiers, because
really?
You can't do this at your normal office party, but here you could do whatever you wanted.
Because they were printing out and posting it on the wall. So
nice.
Or handing it to the sexy
wall.
Santa. I mean, he got a lot of photos that were signed.
People photocopied their boobs and gave them to the Santa guy?
Yes.
Is that you? How you ended up with his phone number?
Absolutely. No.
Because you did end up with his phone number.
When you gave him your number, did you write it on someone else's boobs?
I did. I took it from the wall and wrote it. No.
So before the show, Melissa, Jen, and Wendy had a chance to sit down with Kelly Clarkson, who's always a home run because she's just so down to earth.
Yeah, we talked to her, was it a couple years ago, the last time that she was in studio, and she was playing Guitar Hero with us in studio and everything. Mm-hmm. And so you wonder, well, now that she's had a couple more hit songs and, you know, we're going to see her again, is she going to be any different? She is the exact same as she's always been, which is somebody that you would never know when you're sitting down with her that she is a superstar.
And she just wrapped up her tour, too. This was like the last stop before going home for the holidays, so she was just in a good mood, and she was sitting there with a glass of wine, and we found out, just in case you want to know, what Kelly Clarkson was drinking during this interview was cake bread Chardonnay.
Okay.
That's like her special favorite kind of wine or whatever. So she was having a glass of wine with us, and we were just sitting around having like chick chat.
Yeah.
Girlfriend
awesome.
Talk.
This is Backstage with Kelly Clarkson at the Q100 Office Christmas Party.
Do you need anything?
Hello, I'm Kelly, by the way.
Hey.
I'm Wendy.
Nice to see you.
I'm Jen.
Nice
good to see you again.
Hey, Kelly, Melissa.
Like, yeah, we've met before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you've been in studio with us. Remember we played Guitar Hero?
I played drums.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yes. See,
great.
I'm not a video game person.
No, I just remember that
because
I remember every time I suck at something, and that was definitely one of those moments for me. So.
No, you did good.
And drums are really hard on Guitar Hero.
That was pretty solid
and
for
in
you.
Life. No, I did not do. No, remember, didn't I get like booed off? I
did
totally
you?
Got booed.
No, I thought you got ahead of that, the booze.
Oh, I didn't know if I
don't
know
going.
If I worked through that or you're just being nice. I don't know.
I think she might just be nice. I don't remember.
I don't think I did very well.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah. Have you ever played that game again?
Yeah, we actually, Reba and I did a tour together, and the end of tour party, we had it all set up and everybody was playing, so I sucked then as well, so yeah, I'm just going to stick to singing, so. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Kelly Clarkson, welcome to the Bird Show.
Yes, welcome.
This is the female half of the Bird Show.
I know,
show.
I like
get the, like,
I feel
the
like
view
I'm kind
version.
Of at the view, yeah.
Yeah, you get the view version, so we're just going to hang out and be girlfriends,
right?
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And as a girlfriend comment, I got to tell you that Already Gone is like a breakup song for me.
Oh, sorry.
And I have to tell you, I have cried to it so many times, so I've got to know what came behind it. What's the story behind that song?
You know what? Actually, Ryan Tedder and I were in the studio. We were already doing some other songs, and he played me this track, and he played me like a melody that he thought would be cool for it, and then we just started writing about, because there's not many songs out there that's like the other side. Like, it's always usually like, oh, you broke up with me, I can't stand you kind of thing.
Right.
And it's just about, sometimes it's not like anybody's an ass, it's just it didn't work out, you know? So, and that's what the song's about. You love each other, but not enough to like sustain.
And did it come from a personal experience? That's what I'm trying to get to.
No, I've never. No, we just decided to write it about something completely different. Because, I mean, a lot of my songs, like, whether I write it or don't write it, a lot of them pertain to that side of the relationship. So I just thought it would be cool to write from the other side. So.
Is it easier to write when you are not personally involved, or is it easier to write from an experience?
You know, like, a couple years ago, I probably would have said it's easier when you're into it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think through enough relationships and heartache, you can kind of figure your way through something even if you haven't, you know, because you still know the pain element. So I don't know. I think I can pull either way. It doesn't really bother me. And it's especially if you're writing with someone else that has gone through it and they're sitting there explaining it to you. So I don't know. I don't think either way I probably... It just depends on if the person you're writing with or if I'm just writing by myself, if I'm just into it or not. So.
If you're going through a breakup, do you listen to your own songs?
No. I never, no, I'm like...
I would
do that.
No, the beginning, you can ask, no, part of my crew's here, and you can ask them, like, the first, like, three or four shows of my tour, I'm like, I have no idea what the melodies are, what the words are, like, because I don't listen to myself. So, I mean, really? I listen to myself, like, a whole lot before we actually get the record out there because of the mixing and the mastering and the getting the song together with the other writers. But once it's out there, I'm burned out from the song. So I'm like, you know, that whole emotional element is like, it's out the door. Like, because it's like, I've literally listened to the record like probably 50 times before it's even out. So I don't really listen to it otherwise. So the first four shows for me are really rough. I'm like, oh my God, I'm looking at my musical director going, just can you pound out the melody while I'm singing? Yeah, it's really hard because you feel awkward listening to yourself. I can't do that.
Well, now going on that in your iPod or whatever you have it on, you're in a breakup. Who do you listen to? What songs do you listen to?
The Masses. I like Kings of Leon. I'm with them on that one. I love Pink. I'm a huge Pink fan. Highly underrated. I think that one. I don't know. I listen to a lot of stuff. I like a lot of old school stuff. Like I still listen to Aretha, old school Reba McEntire, new school Reba McEntire. Her new record's awesome. But I don't know. I listen to a lot of different things. Oh, I like Miranda Lambert. Do y'all like her?
Oh, yeah.
She's really kick-ass. Yeah.
Country is great when you're going through a breakup.
Well, and it's
for
like
some reason,
like,
right?
Well, that's all it's about, right? Either your dog died or something like that. Yeah, I love country music. So, no, but Miranda, she's like, I don't know. It kind of reminds me of like Loretta Lynn, like back in the day. She does like old school country. It's not like the kind where they're trying to cross over. You know, it's like actual country music. So I like it.
What do you think about Taylor Swift when you talk about actual country and crossover?
I like Taylor Swift. I'm a huge fan. I covered her. We have a pre-show, or we did have a pre-show. We just finished tour, but we had a pre-show this whole tour that we did like new songs or covers or unreleased, whatever. And I covered her songs a lot. I like them.
Oh, that's
She's
cool.
She's great at melodies, right? Like they get embedded in your head.
They
and
do.
You cannot, yeah.
Have you guys ever hung out? Are you guys friends?
No, we've run into each other like at a few events, I think, but it's like always pass and go. Mm-hmm. I'm really not the girl that hangs out. Like I'm really the girl that like goes and does what she's supposed to do and then I go home.
Now do you have your BFFs off the road that have nothing to do with the music industry?
Yeah, a couple of them. Well, no, one of them has to do with the music industry, but the other one, she's here that I've been friends with since she came out for the last show for tour and we're going home tonight. So yeah, no, cool. I have friends that have nothing to do with this and friends that do. So
does that help keep you grounded?
Having both does because then you have a friend that understands.
Right.
You know exactly what you're going through on a daily basis, and which is Ashley. And then you have your girlfriends back home who care nothing about what you do and want to talk about their lives. So,
which is nice, I'm sure.
Yeah, you get home, and like the last thing I want to do is talk about myself. So, yeah.
Yeah, you've been talking about yourself a lot on the
road
and interviews
and
everything else.
They're like married and they have kids, and it's like completely different. So,
now I overheard you saying you're going to be a bridesmaid soon, right?
Oh, yes. I had an outrageous story. One of my girlfriends is a bridesmaid for the first time. I don't know if it's your first time or not.
No. I'm like, have you seen that movie, the 27 Dresses movie?
That's you. Yeah. That's awesome.
I've been there a lot. So no,
I have a girlfriend, and to be a bridesmaid, in order to do it, the bride's requesting that they get their nose pierced. So are there any outlandish things?
What?
Trust me. Yes. Nose pierced.
Piercings?
Yeah. Yes. The bride asks all the bridesmaids
and
to pierce their
no
nose.
She's had no piercings.
Oh, I don't know about that one. I might have to call the friendship card on that one and be like, no, if you love me, no. I mean, I've had my nose pierced, so I wouldn't mind, but I mean, having people pierce themselves, I don't know.
Just
I've never had anything crazy like that.
Really?
Have you and even if it's awful, like an ugly dress, I'll put it on. I don't care.
Awful dresses?
I'm like that way on the red carpet, though. People give me like these great gowns where I'm like, whatever. I'm just like walking down. I don't care what I'm wearing.
Really?
I'm so that girl. I mean, look, I'm like Johnny Cash's little sister here and all in black. So,
yeah. So for the Grammys coming up, then who picks out your dress? Do you pick out the dress or a stylist pick out your dress?
Mindy, my stylist, and my best friend Ashley usually helps out a lot in that. I'm like, I just, it's not even that I mean, I don't really have good taste, but at the same time, it's because I don't care. Yeah, not enough. I care a little. I don't want to look like complete like trash or anything, but I don't care enough to be like, wee.
Now, how early do you start preparing, like getting your dress together, your shoes together?
I don't.
You don't at all.
No,
they
no.
just do it. Just and you're like, show up.
She's like, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know, something that makes my butt look not as big. Well, and then that's it. Yeah.
Now, is the groom intimidated that you're going to be a bridesmaid?
I know. That's what I was thinking too.
No, you know, I don't know him that well because I mean, I've known her since like the second grade, but I've been gone so much. I never am home, and then when I'm home, it's hard to catch up with everyone, and they're, you know, have kids and stuff. So no, I don't really know him that well. I've met him like twice.
So he's more intimidated now because now's the
I don't think he is. I don't think he cares. I mean, I don't know. people say that the friend filter. Weird, right? So I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, being a bridesmaid 27 times or whatever it's been, like, do people act weird when you're at the wedding? Do you have to, like, kind of get in, get out?
Wait, I have the best one. Wait, the girl that's actually here, April, we just did her wedding, like, last year. She's married for, like, a year now or whatever. And the guy, wait, I'm going to mess this up. It was her husband's sister's husband that was okay. my counterpart or whatever you walked down the aisle with or whatever yeah, and he, like, literally, I can't remember verbatim what he said to me, but it was like, I came up and I was like, hey, what's up, I'm Kelly, and I can't even remember his name because I think he said it so fast, he was like so nervous, and he was like he's like, I'm a little, and I'm married. And I was like, I think I just said, hi, my name's Kelly, not, hey, do you want to go out and go to bed together? I don't think any of that came out. Yeah, he was just so nervous, it was like diarrhea in the mouth. It was awesome. That was so funny.
I would think that that'd be nerve-wracking for a bride because, you know, that, like, that's like her day. But then, like, you're the superstar who is her bridesmaid. Like, she's like, wait a second, she got me stealing the spotlight from me.
Well, I mean, I think the main thing, like, with April, like, we know all the same people.
Okay.
So, and we've known him for, like, ever. So I don't, I mean, none of them were, like, really weird at the wedding or anything. And everybody was so drunk at the end of it that nobody even knew who I was.
Including you.
Aren't those the best? Weddings are horrible, but wedding receptions are awesome.
I know. When you're, like, dancing with grandpa and stuff.
I love it. It's awesome.
Now, this is the Christmas, you know, or our office party. Do you have any Christmas traditions? You're going to be home. Are you going to be home for Christmas?
Man, our tradition is try and, like, make it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're usually working a lot. And I don't know. I haven't done any Christmas shopping. I haven't done anything because I've been on the road. So Christmas tradition will be actually getting gifts this year in time.
Get gifts,
so,
get them wrapped, get them done.
We don't really, I mean, we eat together. We all make the meal together. Mm-hmm. We hang out.
Do you have a big football. Family?
No, I mean, we don't have, like, a tiny family, but we have, I guess, mid-sized, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're not, like, huge, but...
Well, you, like, think 20 people or, like, 100
people? No. We're
not,
like,
even 20.
Maybe we are small then. Wait. Whoa. I take that back. That's a lot of people in a room. I don't know if I'd like that. No, there's, like, I don't know. 15 of us or something.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's
10
nice.
To 15,
it's
yeah.
Cool. That's perfect size.
Because I had this idea, Kelly Clarkson doesn't buy her own Christmas gifts. I mean, you're a superstar. You have people go out there and get
your
gifts.
I can't do that.
No,
but you know what? The thing is I actually love doing it. Uh-huh. I just don't have time. So, like, right when I get home off of, you know, it's usually off of a tour, I go home and I just, like, I have my plans to Christmas shop for the next 4 days when I'm home. So, yeah. And then you got it. It's all this pressure of, like, what to get. So,
are you bringing anyone home for Christmas?
No. Oh, like a significant other?
A significant somebody?
No, just me, myself, and I. Hey. no, just me. But I'm,
do you like it that way? Or are you ready for a relationship, you think?
I'm kind of both. I'm cool, like, being alone, or I'm cool if I did find someone to bring home. I'm like, I don't really care either way. I'll be fine either way. So, but yeah, I don't know. It is a lot of pressure. Like, my family, we're, like, hardcore sarcastic. We jump on everything. Like, we're all competitive. I feel sorry for the person that ends up with me. So.
Well, you're from Texas, right?
Yeah, we're
so
very
you
all
have that
very
daddy.
Texan.
I'm from Texas, so you have that daddy who's looking at your significant other all the time.
I have total dad issues. No, we didn't have that daddy. No, I had that mama, but
okay,
no,
that mama.
No, I did not have that thing going on.
Okay,
yeah, I do have the brother and the brother-in-law very much like that, so yeah,
they're protective.
Yeah.
Now, what about New Year's Eve? Are you performing? You're home? What's happening?
No, I'm actually home. It's she's getting married on New Year's Eve, my friend.
Okay,
so
cool.
I have to be home for that. Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
And so the reception's going to go into the new year.
Yes.
Oh, that's
well,
cool.
And then after that, there's a party on my land with my family and a bunch of other people. So I'm kind of going from both. I'm not driving myself, just so everybody knows, because I'll be tipsy. But I'm going from the wedding to the party. So yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
And tell us about 2010. New album expected?
We're already working on it, but it's probably not going to hit till like fourth quarter next year, so around Christmas next year. But yeah, we're already working on it. It's pretty different. It's pretty.
In what ways?
Different. I mean, there's still some like singer-songwriter stuff, but there's, I don't know, it's almost like Garbage meets Pop meets Muse. I don't know, it's a little different, some of the stuff so far. But I don't know how it's going to end up, who knows? It always ends up being something completely different. So.
Well, fantastic, welcome back to Atlanta.
Yes, thank you for coming and being here for the Christmas party. We appreciate it
anytime.
So much.
I'm singing a Christmas song tonight, so.
Ooh,
cool. In the set,
so.
That's cool.
All right, well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, y'all too.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Kelly Clarkson on The Burt Show.
Get it, The Burt Show.